Hometown Kid, Aaron Watson. His new album, American Soul, is out digitally. Not physically, though, until February. Not sure what that's about, but that's how it is. Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Let's do this, guys. 5 hours of the best Texas and red dirt. This hour, the legendary Cody Canada on with us. His tribute album for Music Fest out now. We'll find out what it was like to have a tribute album made in your honor. Plus a whole lot more hanging out with Cody this the next couple hours here on Radio Texas Live. Right now, it's new from the Wilder Blue, Palomino Gold. Eyes like the show tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan and the legendary Cody Canada back with us. Cody, how you been doing, man?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. You guys holding up post-COVID?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. I mean, we there's some gigs that are getting canceled, some that are getting moved, and some that are still happening, you know, and luckily 99.9% of the people understand when it gets canceled, and the ones understand that, look, we're not hanging out tonight. We're just coming in and doing the show, and
right,
we're getting out of here, you know. I've always had that open door policy with fans, you know, where somebody comes knocking on the door and they're nice and polite enough, you know, I'll invite them up and we'll have a smoke and a drink. And now, you know, it's kind of lonely out there.
I bet. Yeah. Lonely times. Cody Canada on with us. Cody, it has been 10 years now since Ragweed. And I want to talk about the tribute album. We're going to get into all that. But The Departed released their first album, This Is Indian Land, back in 2011. It was covers written by Oklahoma songwriters, and it was a bit of an introduction to your then new project. Then you released Adventist, Hippie Love Punk. 10 years now, 10 years with The Departed, top to bottom. Can you look back and say what album you guys have done is your favorite?
You know, the latest one, Three, which was 3 years ago now.
That's crazy. No way.
Yeah, I know, right? So Indian Land was definitely my favorite. Adventist is my least. Hippie Love Punk, I kind of wish that I would have went to a different studio and had Mike McClure producing.
Mm-hmm.
But when we dove into Three, I was ready. I really felt like it took me that long. I wish I could take about 4 songs off of Adventist and about 5 songs off of Hippie Love Punk and throw them on top of everything on Three. Because Three was, I was just as proud of that as I was Garage from Ragweed.
Nice.
That was my favorite record.
Awesome. Cody Canada on with us. The new tribute to Cody Canada and the music of Cross Canadian Ragweed, The Years, is out now. We got more with Cody coming up. Radio Texas Live. It's Buddy Logan. Cody Canada on with us tonight. Cody, you were on the playlist with our buddy Casey James. He asked you about Co Wetzel's song Ragweed back when it first came out, and here's what you said.
Everybody had really finally stopped asking me when the band was getting back together, and then he put out that f***ing song.
At what point did you realize that these guys were singing about you like you used to sing about your heroes?
At the tribute in Steamboat. That's when it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Oh, yeah.
I'd been out, but before Co released the song, I'd been out with him, opening shows for him. And, you know, I guess I just have to talk about it. I don't know a way around it. It's weird. You know, for all the years that I chased Robert Earl Keane, and I'm still chasing Robert Earl Keane, you know, I'm 44 years old and he's still my hero. And I get tongue-tied, you know, when I'm trying to have a conversation with the dude.
Yeah.
That's the way Co was, you know, and he was very respectful of my time, and he was very respectful of stage time, you know. And it's just strange to me that anybody would listen to anything I've ever done, period, you know, especially advice.
Right.
You know, and Co has just been such an awesome supporter of what I do. And I hope that I'm equally as supportive with him. It seems like I don't really need to. He's a blazing a trail on his own.
He gets a bad rap, like a reputation, much like Ragweed. You guys had a reputation in your early days, especially. But Co is a great person. He really is. And it really gets lost. And it's something I try to, you know, wave the flag and torch. People think he's something that he's not. And I think a lot of times the same thing happened with you. You guys have a lot you can talk about right there.
Well, man, I mean, come on. Girls like bad boys.
Yeah.
You know, and any kind of reputation, I think, as long as you're not a complete ass.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Co is a wonderful person.
He truly is.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
Radio Texas Live, I'm Buddy Logan. Big show tonight. The legendary Cody Canada on with us. His tribute album is out. What was going on in Cody's head while he was watching his friends sing his song at Music Fest last year? Plus, how did he get Leanne Womack to sing with him when they were doing with Ragweed, Sick and Tired? We'll find out next. More with Cody Canada coming up on Radio Texas Live.
There's a long way
Cody Canada with us tonight. Cody, the new album, The Years, a tribute to Cody Canada, and the music of Cross Canadian Ragweed is out now. You were there at Steamboat last year while the concert was recorded. What were you doing while the concert was going on? Do you remember what was going through your mind while your friends got up there and sang your songs for, I don't know how long, 2 hours, 3 hours? I don't know how long.
It was about three. It was like 2 hours the first day, about three the next. First day was all full band. It was pretty funny. I was trying to sit on stage and watch the show, and the security kept telling me to get off. I've only been going to Steam over 19 years.
Get off your tribute stage, Cody. That's funny. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, the guy shooing me off has probably been to Steamboat, you know, more than he is old, you know?
Right.
But going through my mind, man, it was just, for one thing, all the songs that, most of the songs that were chosen were the older ones. It just brought back so many memories, you know, the Hank Williams Jr. bus that we were in that we called Bus Cephas. And then the next bus we had was Blue, and it was Hank's. We called it Blue Cephas.
Uh-huh.
Just all, I mean, the people that I wrote the songs about, the situation we were in when I wrote the songs, and just a ton, flood of memories, you know? And I don't even think about it, to be honest with you, anymore. Singing some of these tunes, I don't even, it's just such muscle memory.
Right,
I just kind of sing it and move on. But
right.
To hear somebody else do it is such an honor, and it just put me right back in that emotional spot I was in when I wrote it.
Cody Canada, the new The Years, the tribute to Cody Canada, the music of Cross Canadian Ragweed is out. Cody, it's been out for a week now. Do you have a favorite song? Do you have a favorite on the tribute?
You know, I'm such a Reed Southall fan.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he picked Don't Need You, and that was one of our more teeth-grinding punk songs. I think that was the angsty punk side, the Nirvana Pearl Jam influence that we had. Right. I did not know he was doing that. And when they kicked into it, it was like perfect. So I would say that's probably, it's hard to pick a favorite, but that's definitely top of the list, him and Parker.
So you got a favorite, you got a couple of possible favorites. What's your least favorite?
I don't even know. I don't think there is.
Okay, you like them all. That's good. Good answer.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
Radio Texas Live, it's Buddy Logan, Cody Canada on with us. And Cody, one of my favorite songs of Cross Canadian Ragweed, Sick and Tired. Tell us the story how Leanne Womack ended up singing with you guys on it.
I met this, you probably know him, you know Enzo DiVincenzo?
Yeah, yep.
So we were making 377. We were in Houston and we were opening for Leanne. We'd met her before. I met her at the Red Door over in Nashville back in the gallon of Jaeger days, gallon a day of Jaeger.
Oh, man.
And she was participating too, which, you know,
impressive.
Such an angelic, awesome voice. And then like cowboy up to the bar and start demanding shots. I'm like, oh, okay, she's my kind of
respect.
Kind
yes.
Of
yes. Yes.
But we were at the Houston Rodeo opening for her because of Enzo. And I said, how are you with just impromptus? I said, because we're not really a practice kind of band. She goes, I do impromptus all the time. I was like, all right, well, let's do a Willie Nelson song. Would you get up with us? She said, absolutely. And I said, you pick it. We know it. And she picked Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground. And the spotlight was on her, and she got up all glamorous. And we're up there with sleeveless shirts, sweating and spitting.
She's classy, man.
Yeah. And then at the end of the night, we all went to the Firehouse Saloon and just partied like there wasn't tomorrow. And I'd said, if I write a song specifically with you in mind, would you sing it? She goes, I'll sing anything that you want me to sing with you anytime.
How many drinks did it take you to get up the courage to say that?
It took several hours.
Yes.
But she said, yeah, and I hadn't written the song. And I went home. This is when I was living in Oklahoma and wrote that song. And I wrote another song about the same woman. Hadn't even played it for Leanne. And I said, I think I have a song you'll like. And she was in Texas. And I think she was probably 100 miles from us. And she drove over by herself, which I thought was pretty impressive because she usually has an entourage. And she drove over and she heard the song and she goes, oh, my God, I love it. And the first time she'd heard it, and she did it about 4 or 5 times, nailed it. And I said, what I owe you, I can write you a check. And she said, I want a 6-pack of Budweiser and some Whataburger.
Nice.
I'm like, holy shit, this is hopefully this. Sorry.
So, no worries.
Holy cow. Hopefully this will go down in a book somewhere that, you know, like Willie selling a song for $20 and a shotgun. Hopefully this will go down in some history book that you sang on our record for a 6-pack and some Whataburger.
Do you remember what 6-pack and what number she got?
Well, she got a number 1 with no lettuce and onions.
No lettuce, no onions.
And, it was very specific. She wanted a six pack of Budweiser.
Nice, nice.
That's some man stuff, right there. She probably wouldn't have had a Marlboro Red after it too.
And then you guys did shots of Jaeger. Oh man.
Oh, we did.
Man, Cody Canada on with us. Let's do Sick and Tired. We got more with Cody coming up. How many Codys in the Texas scene can Cody Canada name in less than 10 seconds? We'll find out in five questions coming up. Big clue, Cody Canada, this guy, Cody Johnson. Here's Whoever's in New England on Radio Texas Live.
Spending an awful lot.
Canada, Cody Canada on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. The new tribute album, The Years, the tribute to Cody Canada and the music of Cross-Canadian Ragweed is out now. Cody, you got everyone paying tribute to you, but you're about to be humbled by five questions. Are you ready for this?
Bring it.
All right, here we go. Number one, Cody, we always begin with world geography. Cody Canada, nearly 90% of Canadians live within 99 miles of the U.S. border. I know you're not from Canada, but anyways. Is this because much of Canada's climate is A, tundra, B, tropical, or C, temperate?
Tundra.
Tundra is correct. All right, number two, Cody Canada. You and your wife Shannon started School of Rock in New Braunfels. Starring Jack Black as overly enthusiastic guitarist Dewey Finn, what year was the movie School of Rock released? What year was School of Rock released? That is correct.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Is that something everyone has to answer before they can enter the school?
No, I mean, that is the story of the guy that started the School of Rock. But yeah, I just took a swing.
Took a swing. Got it. All right, number three, Cody Canada. Are you a gamer? Are you much of a gamer?
Yeah. I mean, much as I can now. The kids have both of my consoles now.
They've taken over. Yeah. Throwing it back a bit, Cody Canada, did I ever conquer the Nintendo game Contra?
Oh, no.
Not much faith in my gaming abilities.
Contra's hard, dude.
But not when you have the cheat code, right?
Oh, A, B, A, B.
Up, up, down, up, down, up, left, right. Yeah. Yes.
So I changed my answer.
You change it?
Yes.
That is correct. But no, not without the cheat code. All right. Cody Canada with us. You are 3 out of 3 on 5 questions. We're going to get to the last two next.
Radio Texas Live.
Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Cody Canada with us tonight. We're doing 5 questions. On to number 4. Cody Canada, 10 seconds on the RTX clock. Cody, in 10 seconds or less, name 3 Codys in the Texas red dirt scene.
Cody Angel, Cody West, Cody Braun, Cody Canada.
Yeah.
And I said Cody West. Okay. I made it to 4.
4. That's good. We also have taken Jinx, Johnson, Cannon, and of course.
Oh, geez. Like the top 3.
Yeah, those are the top 3, man. Those are the ones I was expecting you to get.
I said Cody Angel was one of our instructors for a while and played steel for Jason Boland.
Nice. And I forgot I didn't even have Cody West written here. That's Cody with the K. But yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Good one. Going deep on the Codys. All right. Finally, number 5, Cody Canada. Cross-Canadian Ragweed was a prolific band. What was the first Ragweed album that I ever purchased?
Soul Gravy.
It's incorrect. Highway 377.
There you go, man. 4 out of 5 ain't bad.
That's not bad. 4 out of 5. Not bad. We'll get more into the years, the Music Fest tribute to Cody Canada and the music of Cross-Canadian Ragweed coming up. Samantha says it is the best app on her phone. Clint says he never stops listening to it. While I don't doubt Clint listens to it a lot, I'm sure he stops every once in a while. What are we talking about? The Radio Texas Live app. If you don't have it, download it today. It is free for you, and it'll give you nonstop Texas and red dirt music in your ears. Through your phone, Radio Texas Live app. You can get it now, Apple Store or Google Play. We got more with Cody Canada next. Cody Canada on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. The Years is out now. An amazing, and I know we talked about it already, but it's I don't think you could even describe properly what it felt to have a tribute album made by your friends.
I told my dad came up. My dad's 74, Vietnam veteran, bad knees. I mean, he's in pretty good health, but his body's just wrecked from the war and years of working. And I had him sitting next to me. It takes him a while to get to a table, you know. And I was like, I'll just sit you right here and bring you as many beers, you know, as you want. And I told him before it was all said and done, I was like, yeah, I really, I don't want to hear my name for like the rest of the week. And he goes, yeah. Me neither.
That's awesome. I'll humble you right up. It's fitting you brought up your dad, though, because you stopped by the show back when we were still doing in-studio stuff, and this was one of the several times you've been by. But I was right about to get married, and you offered me some advice. Here's the audio.
I grew up with a very, very, very loving father, and he'd tell me 5 times on the way to school that he loved me. You always got to say that, even if it's like at a bad moment, you know?
Cody, that has stuck with me. That is something that has stuck with me. I've got 3 daughters, and I think about that every single day. And I sneak in, I love yous as much as possible. And I want to think I would have done it without you saying that to me, but I don't know if I would have, because I don't know if I would have fully realized how important that it was.
Man, they need to hear it. I mean, I need to hear it. I like to hear I'm loved by my family, you know. And, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but when Willie and Shannon were leaving a while ago, he told me he loved me 3 times, you know. That's the same way at night when they go to bed. You know, Willie has to make sure that that's the last thing he says.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I got 1 daughter who's kind of stingy with her I love yous, and I have another 2 who will say it anytime, all the time. It's something that I've made it a point because I literally think about you saying that every day, and I think it's helped me out. So thank you.
Oh man, thank you. I don't know. It needs to be, especially right now. In a world filled with such hate, just uncertainty, and God, you never know what's going to happen. You know, I'd hate for something to zap me out of this world without knowing that I didn't say it at least once that day, you know?
Yes, yes. I'm right there with you. Cody Canada with us. The new album, The Years, a tribute to Cody Canada, the music of Cross Canadian Ragweed, is out. Cody Canada, pick a song. Pick a song off The Years for us to debut on the radio. Next. Cody Canada with us. The new album, The Years, a tribute to Cody Canada, the music of Cross Canadian Ragweed, is out. And Cody, I asked you what you wanted to end the interview with, and you wanted us to do The Years, which on the tribute album is sung by BJ Barham of American Aquarium.
Yes, sir. He's one of my favorite people, one of my favorite people to talk to, period. And definitely one of my favorite people to play music with. I have to say this one thing I never really said about BJ. Being from Oklahoma, we always say the Okies are always the pickers. Like, you know, when we're doing these 12-man jams with Texans, the Okies are always the one playing the lead guitars.
Uh-huh.
That's just, we were campfire pickers. That's how we had everything else going on. And the very first few times I played with BJ, I'd start playing, he'd look at me like, would you please shut up? To get my point across here, you're playing music over the top of my vocals.
He's such a passionate guy, and his live shows, his music in the studio. But I do, mm-hmm. I love American Aquarium, and BJ is awesome.
He did me a good honor. He asked me what the most personal song would be, and I said The Years. You know, it's about growing up in Oklahoma and moving to Texas, and then dragging my tail between my legs back to Oklahoma. And I was gone for 7-8 months. And only my best buddy was the one that realized I'd left. After that, it really kind of solidified it for me. It's like, you know what? I can vagabond this and just go search for what I want to do musically and with a guitar in my hand in the truck, you know, and that's what I did. And he did it. And as in BJ form, he did it his way.
Awesome. Well, let's do it. The Years, as sung by BJ Barham of American Aquarium. Cody Canada, man, always a pleasure, always an honor to have you on the show. Appreciate you taking some time and hanging out with us tonight.
You got it, buddy. Thank you very much. And thanks to everybody for being a part of this. It's very humbling.
RTX Live.
Oh, mama's got a Mexican boyfriend.